Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire you, and let us help you create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you're at the website, be sure to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that, I am going to send you 10 inspiring videos that are filled with the same tools and techniques that I use personally to create the life that I desired. So that address again is AskSueLondon.com. Christopher, how's your week going, my friend?
Well, it's a great week. I mean, as you know, we just moved our studio. This is the inaugural Sue London Show from our brand new studio overlooking the banks of the beautiful Pawcatuck River and big glass window. One of the show hosts here does a live show on the radio, said it's almost like, you know, he said it's like we're in a zoo and people are looking in. But then I said, no, my friend Sue London and I, we don't like the idea of caged animals. So
you should have my picture up there.
Well, we actually do. You gave us some postcards way back when, and we brought a bunch over here.
Oh, do you? Perfect. We'll have them up there and say we're on the show right now.
I love those pictures.
You like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was with me and Willie.
You and Willie. I knew it was Willie. Yes.
Yeah, our dog that likes to snore all the time. So I have had an amazing week. I had our friend Lisa Petty over. Do you remember Lisa Petty? She comes on the show and we talk about happy hormones and eating properly. Do you remember?
I do remember Lisa Petty. I don't
know
why. I was thinking feng shui with her, but that was somebody else.
Oh, no. She was over as well this week. I've had a really busy week.
Wow.
Well, Lisa Petty was over. And years ago, what happened, Lisa Petty, of all the things, all the people I went to for my health years ago, just to tell all the folks, I had Crohn's disease years ago. It's now healed, but my intestine burst and they had to remove 3 feet of my intestine. And no doctor could tell me how to eat in all that time. I went to doctors, not dietitians, you name it, just to figure out how to eat. And the first meeting I had with Lisa Petty, Lisa Petty's also a radio host, and I was going on her show, and she shared, took one look at me, and she says, do you know that you're gluten intolerant and you have an allergy to wheat? And since she told me that, life has completely changed. Well, she was saying for me to eat rice pasta. Now, I think I'm a pretty good cook. My hubby Ross will tell you, you know, I don't burn the food anymore. I slow down when I cook, but I could never cook rice pasta. Have you tried cooking that, Chris? You probably don't cook that.
I don't cook at all except SpaghettiOs. That's about it.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, that's right. Why would I ask you that, right? But yeah, I couldn't cook rice pasta. It was always so slimy. And if anyone listening, if you've tried cooking it and you've had challenges, I learned that the trick is that you have to only cook it for a maximum of 7 minutes because it goes so slimy. So now we are happy pasta eaters again. So I'm so thrilled. And so that was my Monday. And then on Tuesday, our feng shui lady was here. She's going to be on the show in July, I think July the 11th. Don't quote me. It's up on the website. You can check it out. But she was on and doing some changes to the house. And yeah, so really, really good week. And now we've got an amazing guest on today. So I think my B12 shots start to kick in. I'm getting kind of in turning into that motor mouth on you here, Christopher.
That's okay. That's what we love you for, Sue.
But yeah, folks, if you never heard the show that we did with Dr. Payam Kiani, we talked about getting B12 shots. And I used to get my shots, I guess they used to be Thursday mornings, didn't they? Until, Chris, you were saying, let's look at you getting it done another day.
I never said that.
Well, I think when you called me motor mouth one week, that kind of gave it away.
No, don't you remember? Your husband Ross called you motor mouth, and I was just having fun with it.
Yeah, well, I know you two get together. That's bad news anyways, uh-huh. Right? So, yeah, so it's been a great week, and we were at our grandson's soccer game. He's 6 years old, and he was the goalie this week.
All right.
If you're your boys in soccer...
Well, Hayden's only three. He just turned three. Adrian, though, you know, he might be doing some sports this fall. We're talking about that. So there's a chance.
Well, I think soccer in Canada here starts like when they're 3 and 4. It is so entertaining. I keep saying my Ross because our guest tonight is also Ross. But my Ross and I, we have taken our date night now is to go to our grandson's soccer game because it's so entertaining. So when you get, you know, the boys in soccer, you'll have to, you know, let us know how comical and fun it is to go to their games because they just do things that are very unpredictable.
Kids say and do the darndest things.
Well, my grandson kind of takes after his grandma and he likes to talk a little bit. And he was in the goalie net and his coach was standing beside him and he forgot that he was the goalie and they scored 2 goals. And then he noticed they scored, but he was too busy talking to the coach. So...
That's a good trait. I like that trait.
Do you like that trait? Yeah, well, it's very entertaining. We'll take videos and I'll send them to you for the next game next week.
I love it.
Yeah. So nothing else new with you? You've been really busy moving
well, the new studio. And I think we've spoken since Hayden's birthday. His birthday was last Wednesday. So, yeah. So, yeah, the new studio move. We were up. It was Lauren, Mark Sullivan, and I, the three of us, the three Stooges. We did it all in one weekend. And we didn't get any sleep over the weekend, but I got to tell you, you're going to love this place, Sue, when you get over here.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait to come. You'll have to send me some pictures.
Well, we're going to put you at the Villa Bed and Breakfast. She's all ready for you, so just let us know.
I love it there. How are my friends doing there?
They're doing wonderful. As a matter of fact, Barbara always asks how you and Ross are doing, so it's good to know that you guys are doing well.
Good. Well, if you guys are listening, hello, and we do look forward to coming back. So I think we need to give a book away, Christopher. What do you think?
It sounds like a fun thing to do.
Okay. Well, let's give away a copy of My Life Story. This book is Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And folks, this is the story of me overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death, pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live, had a near-death experience, and I went through divorce after learning a husband of 16 years had a girlfriend for 14. Became empowered, and then I did lots of work on myself, soared above it all, and I now have the life that I truly love. So this book, we want to give a copy away to the first caller. Now, Christopher, do you want them to come in, or does it matter if you can mail it out?
Well, I think if they're anywhere within a 30-mile radius, you must come by to check out our new studio. But if for some reason you can't make it here and you're anywhere else in the world, we'll gladly mail you one.
Okay, so do you want to share with everybody the call-in number?
Yes, the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Well, the caller is calling in. Christopher, I don't even know if I've told you what the show is about tonight. Our guest is amazing. I love him. It's like I've connected with an old friend. And he happens to be a Ross as well. I think there's something about Rosses because my husband is Ross. My grandfather who stopped me in the tunnel was Ross. And now our guest tonight, you're going to see by the end of the show why he's such a great guy.
He even has a similar name too.
I know, Ross. How, you know, another Ross, right? But we're going to talk about the human magnet syndrome and why we love people who hurt us. So, awesome show. Christopher, how are your relationships? Do we need to have, you know, Ross talk with you during the show? Or maybe I should say your past relationships?
I don't understand the question. Relationships with whom?
people who love to hurt us.
Oh, I see. You know, I don't think I'm like that. I think I recognize that you shouldn't be in those situations. And I'm very happy in the situation I'm in now. And I love Lena. And I love the family.
Well, you know, like I can tell you, like my old past was like I was a doormat, used and abused and belittled. But, you know, reading Ross's book that we're going to talk about today, it's The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us, really, really opened my eyes and gave me answers. And I wish that I had this book years ago. And I will be definitely passing this book down to my children, you know, after the show tonight. So let me tell you about Ross, our guest. He is a professional trainer, addiction specialist, and psychotherapist in the mental health, social service, and child welfare fields. He's the author of The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us. Now, Ross owns the Clinical Care Consultants, a full-service counseling center based in the northern suburbs of Chicago. He's a licensed psychotherapist and a certified alcohol and drug counselor. Ross provides consultation and treatment in the fields of codependency and trauma, sex addiction, and internet addiction, and a variety of other areas. He's also a national seminar speaker, a consultant on issues spanning sex, love, and internet addictions, codependency, narcissism, and borderline personality disorders. Now, you can learn so much more about our wonderful guest, Ross Rosenberg, at his website, humanmagnetsyndrome.com. So we're going to go to a break very shortly, but let's bring Ross on, say hi, and then we're going to take that commercial break. Okay, Christopher?
All right, Ross, come on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Christopher. Hi, Sue.
Welcome
for having me on.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
We're glad to have you. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, why we love people who hurt us. And there's so much more that you're going to share. And at the end of the show, we're going to have we have a treat today, guys, because we're going to leave Ross with us. He's going to kindly offer to stay with us for the whole show. And he's going to share his story at the end. I'm going to share mine. And then we're going to share the things that we did differently to shift our patterns, to have the love of our lives with us. So call in. We're here to help you today. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Ask your questions on the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have my amazing guest today is Ross Rosenberg, and we are discussing why we love people who hurt us. I want to encourage anyone listening, if you've got any questions around this topic today, call us. We are here to help you. Ross is such an amazing man. He's got great knowledge. His book is so awesome. But here's your opportunity to call in and get the help and ask questions. So the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Christopher, I understand we have a winner for the book, do we?
Yes, we do. He's my good friend. He's also secretary of the Westerly Pawcatuck Downtown Business Association, of which I'm president of.
But congratulations again, by the way.
Bruce Prescott, who's the owner of Zoe & Company Professional Bra Fitters, which is directly across the street from the radio station. You have won Soar Above It All by Sue London.
Well, congratulations, Bruce. I'm honored to share it with you. Okay, let's get started because I know you're all sitting there on the edge of your seats. Ross, let's talk about, first of all, you wrote this amazing book. Why did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote the book as my own way of reconciling my own personal bottom. Mm-hmm. I've been married 3 times, and for the longest time, I kept that a secret because as a therapist, I had great shame.
Okay.
But one day after just successive bad relationships, I had to look myself in the mirror and look deeply and honestly and understand that it's really not so much about the other people that lead me into these bad relationships as much as I wanted to blame or diagnose others, which is easy as a therapist. I had to look inside myself and wonder, what is it about me, this giving, patient, caretaking person that always is with someone that's hurtful and harmful? And that's when I started to come up with these answers as to why codependents or people that are geared or naturally inclined to be helpers and healers and sacrificers are seemingly magnetically attracted to narcissists, or is what I call in my book, emotional manipulators.
Yeah, and you know, I like what you said there because so many people say, my life is because of this, because this person is like this to me. But a lot of people don't take responsibility that it's within them and they have to heal themselves. I'm glad that you said that because I know for myself that years ago I kept having people in my life that were not good, and it was like, well, why are they like this to me? Why do they keep doing this? And then until I had that light bulb turn on, what do I have to do differently? That's when things started to shift for me. Now, let me ask you, how did you figure that this was out? How did you figure all this out in your own life?
Well, it really had a lot to do with my kind of this instinct to work on myself, to heal my wounds. And I'm a big fan of psychotherapy and always have. As I say to my clients, I'm on both sides of the couch, and the best work that I do as a psychotherapist comes from my own personal work. But I remember exactly when a friend of mine got tired of my complaints about my bad relationships and said to me, "I don't mean to hurt your feelings, Ross, but the problem with you is you keep picking the same woman, but with a different face."
Yeah.
And that was a profound moment for me, because up to that point, I just thought it was bad luck that I just was accidentally choosing women who were harmful. But at that moment, I thought, well, if it's the same woman but a different face, then I am doing something. Something's happening to me. And that's when I work really diligently, and I focus in my own psychotherapy to figure out what are these unconscious, or what I call in my book, magnetic forces that draws me to people that I love and I'm so attracted to, but later become harmful and hurtful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't happen overnight, does it? It's a long process.
No, I remember, absolutely. 10 years ago was my bottom, and it's analogous to an alcoholic. I did not want to be in pain anymore, and I finally accepted the fact that I had to change my life, and if I didn't change my life, I was going to be unhappy, as seemed to me forever. And so that's when I focused my efforts, and I reached out, and I found the right type of therapist, the right type of healing processes, and made a promise to myself that I am not going to stop until I find my path towards healing and my path to my soulmate, my love of my life. And I'm thankful that I eventually found that woman 7 years ago.
Yeah, and I can tell you, folks, he has a very nice wife, very nice nice lady in his life. And I'm very happy for you, Ross, for everything that you have gone through. And I, too, have a very special guy in my life, my soulmate. And I wanted to share that because so many people, and Ross, I know you probably find this with a lot of your clients, that they always feel like they're always going to be alone, or if they leave that person, that they might be alone for the rest of their life. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel is what I want to share, correct?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, loneliness is the biggest culprit in a lot of relationship disorders. When we look at codependents who are instinctively about taking care of others, and when we look at emotional manipulators or narcissists, they're both lonely people who are looking for someone else to fulfill their lives. And that energy of these two opposite personality types, that loneliness, as I say, two half people come together with hopes of becoming a full person. That relationship math doesn't work, because a healthy relationship requires two healthy individuals who come together as two individuals that make one relationship. Mm-hmm. And that is why emotional manipulation and codependence are attracted to each other, because it fulfills their dysfunctional need, which is based upon these messages that they received when they were a child from the way that they were raised by their own parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was reading the book and I was reading what you were saying about, you know, children, what they had been through, what the type of parents they has, I was right. I knew exactly where my stuff was. It was very interesting. Folks, I really want to encourage you all to get a copy of this book. Again, I want to tell you the name. It's The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us. They can get that from your website, correct?
Yes. My website, yes.
Share the website address with them again. I want to share this a lot tonight, guys.
HumanMagnetCenter.com. You can find excerpts about the book. You can find information about me and other links to the other work that I do in my other psychotherapy professional endeavors.
Great. Now, let me ask you, we're talking about, like, what is the human magnet syndrome? So tell everybody, before we go any further, just what is the human magnet syndrome?
The human magnet syndrome describes that moment when you meet someone who's a potential lover, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, and that feeling of attraction. We all feel some form of chemistry when we meet someone that we're attracted to. Uh-huh. And it's a magnetic pull. And what I've discovered is opposites attract. Someone who is codependent, who is all about someone else's needs, who sacrifices, who's a caretaker, is like the south end of a magnet, is always going to be attracted to the other side of the magnet, the north end of the magnet. And the opposite of the codependent is someone who's all about themselves. So givers are always attracted to takers, and just like magnets are going to be pulled to each other. And that, in its simplest sense, is a human magnet syndrome.
Oh, okay. So why are we all human magnets then?
because we all, the way that we approach relationships, we are taught that by the way we are raised as children. In fact, we inherit what I call a relationship template.
Okay.
If we were raised with unconditional love, safety, mm-hmm. and our emotional, physical needs were cared for, we would learn to replicate that later in our adulthood by the partners that we choose. And these are automatic, unconscious, or what I call magnetic propensities, that when you were raised well, you're going to be attracted to a partner that treats you well. But conversely, if you were raised in an abusive or neglectful home,
yeah.
that relationship template is going to be set. And then when you get older, you're going to find it familiar to be with the same type of person who is abusive or neglectful to you as a child. And that mm-hmm. magnetic pull of opposites, the codependent and the narcissist, mm-hmm. plays out.
So what, how do I ask you this? I guess there's people listening and they are hearing, okay, this, yeah, that's exactly my childhood. That's exactly what I went through. They may not have somebody in their life yet, right now. So the best thing for them would be to heal this stuff first, because there's a high chance they would get into a relationship then, similar to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. When I wrote the book, people said you should write a book and tell people what to do.
Yeah.
And what I learned in the 26 years that I've been working professionally and my whole adulthood where I've been working on myself, is that we cannot change something we don't know about.
Right.
And we cannot change something that is ubiquitous and invisible, that is unconscious and almost magnetically based. And so what my book does is it explains in provocative, simple, and concrete ways why we are this way and what makes this happen over and over again. And once people truly understand and can wrap their arms around this, what I call this dysfunctional dance, this propensity to dance with someone who is opposite to you, but yet who's hurtful to you, but you feel love for, once you understand it, then you're ready to go into therapy. Then you're ready to make changes in your life.
Yeah.
So that's what's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what inspired me about the book is to explain this to potential to all people who are wanting to heal.
Yeah, and folks, trust me when I say this. If you are in a place like you're wondering why, okay, this is the book that will give you the answer to that why. That book, again, is The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us. Ross, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk more about codependency and all the different other personality traits and characteristics. Sound good?
Certainly. Sounds good.
Okay, folks, we're going to take that quick break, and when we come back, Ross is going to share so much more with you and call in and ask Ross your questions. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Remember, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Ross Rosenberg here with us today, folks, and we are talking about the human magnet syndrome and why we love people who hurt us. Now, can I get you, Ross, to share what the definition of codependency is with everybody?
I would love to. In fact, codependency is one of these words that has become so diluted because it's been overused. What I go to great pains in my book is be specific. Codependency is a personality trait that describes how you are in relationships. You tend to be more oriented towards other people's needs, or what I call their love, respect, and care needs, while ignoring the same for you. You're in relationships and where you sacrifice, you take care of someone, but yet they do not reciprocate or are mutually involved with you.
Okay. Now, can you share, because I'm looking at the book now and I thought this was really good information to share with everybody, that there's characteristics of the codependency. There's five patterns. Can you share what those patterns are? Because I found it was amazing.
Well, I don't have those patterns in front of me. Those patterns were taken actually directly from codependency.org.
Okay.
So, and they were those. The folks at coda.org were very generous in letting me publish those.
But okay.
The patterns of codependence, they tend to be passive. They tend to be controlling in that they're trying to always change someone who cannot be changed. Whether it's an alcoholic, whether it's a someone who cheats, someone who is a sex addict, someone who's a narcissist, they tend to try to always control or change that individual that really has no interest in wanting to be changed. And it's a dance. And it's a dance of futility, because just like with alcoholism, you can't stop something that is just impossible. You can't control something that's impossible to control. And they tend to be marginalized. They tend to find themselves feeling most comfortable in relationships where they're taking care of others, but yet they're very bitter about not being taken care of. And codependents, such as how I used to be, believe that love means to take care of someone, to sacrifice, and they identify with these characteristics. But what they never learned is that true love takes sharing, mutuality, and give and take.
Yeah. Now, can I share what you have in the book here? But the
absolutely.
Okay, folks, I'm just reading this again from Ross's book, and the characteristics of codependency into five patterns are denial patterns, low self-esteem patterns, compliance patterns, control patterns, and avoidance patterns. So when I read that, I thought, I was seeing some things in my past that were coming up with that, you know, from my ex and stuff like that. So that was really a light bulb turning on for me from my past about that.
One of the hallmark traits of a codependency is denial, that they don't truly understand that they truly are participating in something that's harmful to them, perhaps harmful to their children,
yeah.
and and they can't see it. And the whole compliance patterns that are written about in the book is that they believe that a good person complies with what people tell them to do,
yeah.
and they fall for the manipulation of other self-centered people mm-hmm. that insists that if you love me, you will take care of me, the yeah. narcissist, the addict, and not be so worried about yourself.
Yeah.
And the self-esteem, you think about it, what type of person is going to be attracted to a narcissist who ignores them, who abuses mm-hmm. them, or marginalizes them, but a person whose self-esteem is low, mm-hmm. underdeveloped, and that is the mixture of what comprises a codependency or a codependent personality type.
Yeah, so folks, you can see, you know, with what Ross is telling you, why it's so important to work on yourself. You're so worth it to take the time and, you know, learn and heal. And then, you know, take it from both Ross and I, we have done a lot of work on ourselves, and we both are with truly the one special person, our soulmates, and it really was worth the work. Now, Ross, how do you define emotional manipulators?
I use the term emotional manipulators to describe severely narcissistic individuals,
okay.
Pathologically narcissistic, and that includes someone who's addicted to either a substance or a behavior, so that could be drug or alcohol, sex, spending, gambling, or someone who has one of three personality disorders, a narcissistic, borderline, or antisocial personality disorder.
Okay.
These three serious mental health disorders all are largely narcissistic processes. All of these individuals, all of these emotional manipulators by nature, mm-hmm. want to take care of themselves, they are attracted to individuals who are caretakers, who have low self-esteem, who they can control, who they can mm-hmm. manipulate, who they can turn someone's reality against them and exploit them. But the emotional manipulators never really know what they're doing. That's the difficult and sometimes sad part, is you can't get an emotional manipulator to understand they're narcissistic because of their own denial patterns. And
okay.
that's why codependents have a hard time standing up for themselves, because they can never convince the emotional manipulator that there's something wrong with them.
So let me ask you this. Why are emotional manipulators and narcissists the same then?
Emotional manipulators is a term where I include four distinct diagnoses or personality classifications.
Okay.
So the term emotional manipulator specifically means one of three personality disorders. You're either a borderline narcissist or have an antisocial personality disorder, which
okay.
are very are disturbed individuals who are hugely narcissistic, or you have an addiction disorder.
Okay, so let me ask you then, why are narcissists opposite from codependents?
In my book, I talk about my continuum of self-theory. And what I do is I explain why these opposite individuals are magnetically or instinctively attracted to each other. It is because of their opposite relationship orientations. The person who is all about themselves, who wants to control, who mm-hmm. wants to make one know and love them,
mm-hmm.
Is going to be attracted to someone who is the opposite to them, who is all about other people, who finds appreciation, joy, and identity and mm-hmm. taking care of someone and sacrificing. So mm-hmm. if you think of these two opposite personality types, they are the perfect magnetic match for each other. Much mm-hmm. like, and in my book I talk about the dysfunctional codependent dance. If you think about a dancing couple, you need someone who leads.
Yep.
You need someone who follows. And when they get their roles perfectly, you have a very good dancing couple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, analogously, is the codependent who naturally follows, who's a caregiver, mm-hmm. which is going to find themselves on the relationship dance floor with someone who's the leader, the controller. And those two opposite personalities find themselves dancing what I call the grand dysfunctional dance of
okay.
codependency and emotional manipulation.
Okay. Now, so why are narcissists and codependents always attracted to each other?
When you are a child and you are raised by parents who are themselves either a codependent or a narcissist,
uh-huh.
you are not nurtured in a way to learn what are healthy relationship values. So
yeah.
if you are beaten down as a kid and you never get your needs met, and there's no way that you could ever find a way to get your needs met, you're probably going to grow up with some level of narcissism, or you're going to become a serious narcissist or emotional manipulator. But if you grow up in the same family and you find that you can get your parents to love you, give you attention, you can be the pleasing child, the trophy child, the child that's always there for their parent. Mm-hmm. You learn very early on that the way that you get love is by being likable, by being patient, by being there for your narcissistic parent. Mm-hmm. And you take that into adulthood. Mm-hmm. So when two adults meet each other and one is a codependent, they are going to be naturally attracted to someone who fits with their what I call psychopathology. And that's just the magnetism. We are unconsciously attracted. The codependents are unconsciously attracted to narcissists. And every codependent that I've ever worked with has the same story. They talk about the confusion that they fell in love with someone who was so good, so beautiful, so charming and bold in the beginning, but mm-hmm. later became someone who's harmful, who was narcissistic, and they don't know why. It's the opposite compatibility, the magnetic attraction that brings these two opposite dysfunctional individuals together.
Okay, now you say that codependent emotional manipulator relationships, they naturally resist breakups. Why is that?
Because all relationships like to be stable, whether you're a healthy relationship or a dysfunctional relationship. Stability is a natural place for all relationships. So if you are a codependent and you have low self-esteem and you don't know how to be in a relationship and where you explain what you need, and you have someone who actually listens to you, who wants mm-hmm. to take care of you, and your whole life you've had relationships where you were ignored, but you found some attention by taking care of someone, mm-hmm. that once you're in that relationship, it feels normal. And mm-hmm. your self-esteem, your lack of self-esteem is going to drive you away from healthy relationships because you don't have that experience.
Right. So what happens is, makes sense.
So when codependents meet a healthy person, say it's an internet dating situation, or they meet someone in church or synagogue, and let's say they meet someone, a codependent meets a healthy person, mm-hmm. the unconscious dynamic, the magnetism doesn't work, and what they say is there's no chemistry. But when the codependent meets the narcissist or the emotional manipulator, the chemistry explodes. It's he has edge, you know, sexy, bold. She is so compassionate. She listens. She gets me. The mm-hmm. two don't understand that eventually they're going to be harmful to each other, but what they experience is intense attraction. That is the human magnet syndrome manifesting and bringing you to someone who you believe is going to love you, but eventually is going to hurt you.
It hurt you, yeah. Now, on that note, we've got to take a commercial break. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to take a very quick break. And then when we come back, Ross and I are going to inspire you. And Ross has lots more information to share with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Ross Rosenberg with us today, and Ross has been sharing through the show what the human magnet syndrome is and why we love people who hurt us. So, you know, this is the teacher in me, folks. I just thought that, you know, we've had this great show. Some of you maybe you've been a little shy to, you know, call in or send your questions in through the website. So I thought this is like the best time for us to give you some homework. Now, you've heard Ross and I talk that we both have been in situations that weren't great for us. We have been married before and the relationships were not great. We have been talking about Ross's book, which is The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us. And I really want to recommend to each of you listening to get a copy of this, because even if you're in a good relationship now, it's always great to learn more about you. And we have four girls, and I definitely will be passing this book down to my girls to read, because the more you learn about yourself, the more you can grow. So saying all that, Ross, what homework shall we give everybody?
Well, I would start with the homework that includes being honest. I mean, if you're going to do homework and the teacher can't see it, then you have to be honest. And honesty means being able to look at yourself and be true to the pain, the loneliness, or the suffering you feel. It's to tap into it and don't push it down. Yeah. Don't ignore it. Don't explain it away, because if you're codependent, it's there and it's always there. It lingers. And I say, talk to someone about it. It doesn't have to be a therapist in the beginning. Talk to a friend. Talk to a family member, at least someone who's not narcissistic. And then explore it. Write down your feelings and thoughts, because once you start to explore how you feel, once you start to embrace that you truly are lonely and are unfulfilled in your relationships, you're going to want to do something. Mm-hmm. And that would be my tip, is to look in the mirror, get a piece of paper, and just any way that you can turn inside and tap into those feelings and write about them or talk to someone about them and let them show you how you've been feeling your whole life.
And, you know, when you say about writing, I am a big one for journaling, and having a lot of girls in our family, I have really encouraged them to do a lot of journaling as well. And now we have two grandchildren, our 6-year-old grandson. I've even, you know, saying to him, write, Write things down. It's very healing when you do that. And I know myself, I did a lot of journaling. And I was seeing a pattern that when I was not feeling good about myself, when I would feel lonely or not worthy, whatever the negative issue was, I was an emotional eater. And when I was doing the journaling, that's where I saw, hey, wait a minute, I felt like this and I was turning to food. You know, I used to call it fun food when it was junk food. So that journaling helped me to become aware of that. That was big for me.
Yeah, and writing is essential. But it's not the writing that's important. It's the self-reflection and then putting it outside yourself. Because codependency, like an addiction disorder, is insidious. It's invisible. It's easy to deny. It's easy to ignore. And once you start putting into words, then it breaks down the walls of denial. And as a friend once told me, denial is an acronym. Did you know that? Denial means don't even know I am lying.
Except
but the no is spelled wrong. But people who are in denial, they don't even know that they're lying to themselves. And that's the number one most important first step is to wrap your arms around your sadness, your emptiness, your low self-esteem, and then find someone who can lead you out of.
Now let me ask you, because you're saying, you know, find a therapist, find somebody. How do you recommend somebody listening? How do they find somebody? They can work with you, correct? Even if they're not in front of you?
If you're in Chicago, of course you can see me, but you could always give me a call and I provide a phone consultation. And if that's not preferable, because I always recommend face-to-face therapy, but what's most important is find a therapist that not only is good, but find a therapist that understands the many layers of what brings us to these dysfunctional relationship patterns, because not all therapists are the same. Some are very surface-oriented, some are very analytical, some are behavioral, and what is important is you have to interview the therapist, you have to ask them questions, you have to look at their backgrounds.
Okay.
Your life is too important to just believe a therapist is going to be good because he has the right degree and the right license.
What kind of questions should they ask him?
Ask, so what do you know about codependency?
Okay.
Tell me, please, Mr. Therapist or Ms. Therapist. How do you lead people towards changing these patterns? Mm-hmm. Many therapists, not all, but many therapists stay surface level. They talk about feelings that they vent, that they help people vent, they help people understand, they help people talk about, but not all therapists know exactly what to do and how to go deep with someone into their feelings, into that part of their mind that might be repressed or suppressed, and to understand the healing path. And a therapist that knows what to do will tell you, well, this is what I do. And you're going to know, especially after you read my book, you're going to feel like this person can lead forward. Because if they can't answer the question how they're going to help you with your codependency, then that's not the person you want. And if you had a cancer or heart disease, and your cardiologist or oncologist could not answer how he's going to help you get better, you'd go to a different doctor. Well, do the same thing with a therapist.
Yeah. And I know for myself, even when I had challenges in my past with Crohn's disease, I actually fired some doctors when they told me there was no hope for me. And I thought, I don't want a doctor who's negative. You know, I fired them and I got a new doctor that happened to be an animal lover. And it was like history from there. Things just got better. So it is okay if you're working with someone and you're not happy with them. It is important. I totally agree with what you're saying there. How do you want people to connect with you? They want to work with you? How do you want them to connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is to go to thehumanmagnetsyndrome.com. And there's links on how to get in touch with me.
Okay.
And there's email and phone. And there's also links to my other websites. But the best way to buy my book, The Human Magnet Syndrome, or to connect with me is go online, humanmagnetsyndrome.com.
Perfect. And folks, I can't say it enough to you. This book is incredible. It's The Human Magnet Syndrome, Why We Love People Who Hurt Us. Every one of you listening should go and get a copy of this today because it's phenomenal. My friend, you are amazing. I am so honored to have you on the show.
I just feel like
I've made a new friend for life.
Oh, you are so sweet. And I can't tell you how happy I am that you've invited me on the show, because I do believe our messages ring true, and we're connected. And thank you, and I hope that your listeners could enjoy what we talked about today and make some meaning and perhaps lead themselves out of their own personal pain.
Yes, and folks, you have heard from two people. The both of us have had things happen in our life. We have both been married. We did work on ourselves, and when we did work extensively on ourselves, that brought us to the Mr. and Mrs. Soulmate of for us. So there is hope for you listening. Trust us both on that. My friend, we're out of time. Thank you for being with us. We've had a great show. On behalf of our guest, Ross Rosenberg, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary changemakers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.